Before we roll into today's show, I just want to give a special shout out to my friends Corey Sotella and Terry Lyons for filling in for me during a very incredibly difficult time. As my son Daniel ended his nearly 7-year battle with brain cancer, it meant a lot to me to be able to have the show continue on while we were on hospice and during that time. And so thank you, friends, so much for continuing that. And I just want to thank the entire Colorado Springs cycling community. I mean, more than 100 people showed up to his service at Switchback Stadium on bicycle. There was almost 1,200 people at his service. And I just want to say to everyone, I have this Paddle the Springs podcast because I love biking in the Springs, and this is one of the most incredible places in the world to come and bicycle, but not just for the incredible biking in our community, but for our incredible biking community. Thank you. In Colorado Springs, we like to say that the west side is the best side. It's because that's where all the mountains and great trails are. Coming up on the Pedal the Springs podcast, we're talking with the Westside Bicycle Service.
This is a Studio 809 podcast. Engage.
Welcome and roll on in to the Pedal the Springs podcast, where we banter about all things biking in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. I'm your host, Tori Giffen, and what I don't know about biking in this area, my friends do. And today's guest, we have Graham with the Westside Bicycle Service. Welcome, Graham.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tori. Yeah. Well, I had to talk to you because we're really trying to highlight all of the different unique bike shops that we have in the town, be able to share a little bit of the history of cycling in Colorado Springs. And I would be completely remiss if we didn't talk about the bike shop located right at the Buffalo
on
Lodge
your property.
Bicycle
yeah.
Resort. But that's
agreed.
New.
That
but
is
that's new.
New. Yes.
That's new.
Yeah, yeah.
So welcome. What brought you to
Thank
the
you.
Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort?
It's a really good question. I started the business out of my garage in Pleasant Valley on 31st Street. We were renting our home and the owners decided to sell. So not only did we need to relocate ourselves, myself and my family, but also find a landing spot for the business. And being a fledgling business, just a year old at that point, rent was an issue. So I had known that you had rented that space out before to a bicycle service. And I thought it would be a great collaboration, yeah, if you would, mutually beneficial to be in that space. So,
well, you are not new to cycling, even
no.
though you just opened your, mm-hmm. I mean, bike mechanics, even
sure.
though you just opened your own bike shop.
Mm-hmm.
You used to be a instructor at the Barnett, the bicycle school, the Barnett Bicycle Institute.
Yeah.
So what was your journey from that to coming to the Buffalo Lodge?
Wow. How much time do we
That's
have?
That's a big question. We've got, I mean, 40 minutes if these guys will
okay.
listen. Will you guys listen?
Sure.
That would be awesome. You don't want to miss the end. We're going to have some good stuff.
Yeah, I'll back up even further. Right around the turn of the century, I was working in food service. I had recently started or fell back in love with bikes in my 30s and hadn't ridden since being a teenager, but I had quit smoking and was looking for something to fill that gap. And I was working in food service at the time and was laid off from food service. And so I just went to my local bike shop and was like, while I'm looking for whatever next is, can I work here? At first, they didn't want to hire me because I was such a good customer. they were gonna lose that potentially. And that was early 2000s, 2002, 2003. And sort of the lead mechanic there was this gentleman, Steve Butch Morrissey. And he, prior to working at the shop, ran the mechanics program for USA Cycling.
Wow.
So he was at the 88 Olympics, and Marty Nostine won his gold. He was the mechanic on duty there. And he had an association with the school because he had obviously been here in the Springs where USA Cycling is. So he knew of the school, and I think he may have even attended. So I was getting sort of that information from the school, like how they like to do things even then. And then sort of 2010, I went through a domestic status change, which brought me to New Jersey, and I started working for REI there, running a shop in East Hanover, New Jersey for them. And that transitioned into a role that was partially with headquarters, working around all things sort of cycle shop for REI, and then half my time was spent in my shop. And one of the things that I did for my headquarters role was helped, shepherd?
Yes.
REI certified the master tech from each store at Barnett's.
Okay.
So I would go as the wrangler, if you would, just make sure everybody got to school on time. So I had a lot of exposure to the school in that time. And then in 2016, they posted for an instructor, and I took a flyer at it, not really thinking that I would get the job. But a couple of interviews later, I was headed to Colorado Springs. Yeah.
Wow.
2017 as an instructor for the school.
But that was also kind of the beginning of the end for Barnett, because I know that when I bought the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort in 2016, I was so excited because Barnett was just right up the street.
Yeah, yeah.
At first, we had a bunch of students that were coming to stay at this new bicycle resort, and John had been running the place, and then they sold it to QBP, and then it moved to Boulder, and then it was no more.
It was no more. Yeah, it was an interesting time. I'm really thankful for the time that I did get to spend with John Barnett. He's forgotten more about bicycles and bike history than I'll ever know in my lifetime, probably. And just an incredibly humble man for the amount of knowledge that he has, and was always looking for input from the instructors. There was only three of us. And just the amount of work that went into, I think it was an 80,000-page PDF document that was the manual, that was our curriculum.
That he built.
Yeah. Input from the instructors.
I mean, it was the top
instructors.
Bicycle mechanics school, one of the top two in the world.
Yeah, right? In the world, yeah. And we had, I met people from all over the world, Italy, Australia, parts of Asia. Yeah, it was a really incredible time, but because of that transition, they changed who could enroll at the school with both new ownership. So when it was the National Bicycle Dealer Association, you had to be an NBDA member in order to attend the school. And then QBP did a similar thing. You had to be in the business and have a QBP account to attend the school. And there were a lot of students that just went because they wanted to learn how to work on bikes.
We sent some of our employees over there.
Yeah, exactly.
How hard it is to chew a wheel.
Yeah, and it's easy if you follow the steps, Tori. You just have to follow the steps.
I was having our housekeeping supervisor learn how to help take care of our loaner bike fleet at the bicycle resort. And we're like, we're going to just send you to school so you can learn how to be our official person to take care of bikes. And so she went through the program.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so a short 2 years later, 2019, REI approached me and was like, hey, we'd really like to have you back in sort of a full-time role at headquarters, and you can work remotely so you can stay in Colorado Springs. And so you could see it was bumpy for the school at that time. And so I took that opportunity. It felt a little more stable and was instructional designer.
For REI.
Yeah, both mechanics and on the retail side. And that was great until COVID and crazy inventory issues, especially in the bike realm, for shortage and then a glut of inventory in sort of a knee-jerk reaction. And
it's been some great years and some rough years for cycling in the world.
And I made it through two rounds of layoffs with REI, but got caught in the third. Yep. And completely understandable. And I had said to my wife, I was like, well, what if I just open up a bike shop while I'm trying to figure out what next is? Sort of a familiar theme. And she's like, well, if you're going to do it, you might as well just do it. Like, you're going to have to get a business license and, you know, yes, all those things. And so it doesn't make sense to sort of do it. You should do it. And so I opened up in my garage in 2024. Yeah, spring of 2024.
As a fellow independent business owner, I bet you had no idea all the hoops you had to jump through just to open a small bike mechanic shop and all the people that want the money that you're bringing in now. Yeah.
It was nice to be.
They find all kinds of ways to get money out of it.
It was nice to get started from my garage because there wasn't an additional rent. So that was great, but obviously some impacts potentially on your work-life balance.
You could never leave work.
No, yeah. You were,
can I have that bike tomorrow? Sure. I'll stay up late.
Yeah, hard to walk away from work and also hard to walk away from the family and really long lunch breaks. And so a little bit more disciplined now that I'm at the lodge.
But I remember from the very beginning when you opened, one, we could see your sign every time we passed down 31st Street with our Buffalo Lodge Bike Tribe heading out to the Garden of the Gods and Adventures Beyond. But you were just on top of the social. I mean, you know, every day there was like a post asking for permission to post on the Buffalo Lodge Bike Tribe page. There was a post and I was like, who is the West Side Bike Service? Like, I mean, we saw the little sign. It was like, we could see it was a garage, but your social game was really great. Where did that come from?
A part of that is as an instructional designer, it's sort of the similar tools anyway, and some common tools. Like, for instance, I'd use Canva and instructional design work for e-learning, for graphics and things like that. They have a decent photo editor that you can jump in really quick and is more intuitive than Photoshop. This is pre-AI. So, yes. So some of that crossed over. It's funny because if you're seeing a lot of social media posts from me, at least now, those were obviously the early days. But now, if you're seeing a lot of social media posts, it means I don't have a lot of work in the shop.
Oh, okay.
And I have the time to be the marketing department. Yeah.
I will say that first year, like, because we don't just let just anybody post on our Buffalo Lodge Bike Tribe page. So I have to give permissions and I would have to stay on top of it because you were posting more than anybody else, which was awesome because you were, you know, one of our closest shops at the time and now definitely the closest shop since the other one in our area just went out. But, you know, I didn't know if I would ever be able to have a bike shop on the lodge property again because I really always wanted that for our guests to be able to have our own mechanic on site.
Sure.
And, you know, we've had our housekeeping supervisor, our ride leaders, everybody kind of pitch in with, even our club riders would pitch in and, you know, help keep up the bikes that we had there. Cause I also like to throw business to bike shops all over the community and help support all of the local bike shops. But the first go around just was a little bit inconsistent and I felt like it didn't represent our brand well when you didn't know, you couldn't get your bike back or you didn't know when it was coming and you didn't know what the hours were. And it was just, my vision was that we would have a shop that would be able to be there for the start of every ride. When we first started, Tony at Ted's used to come out and help wrench for our bikes before our rides. And then we've had other shops that have come out, you know, and help take a turn being there for the start of our bike rides. It was super handy, but it was enough of a like bad taste in my mouth that I didn't know. I was like, whoever comes in here is going to represent us as well. And my team came to me when you had the idea of coming to our place. It did mean that I had to move my bike storage on property. My bike graveyard, probably more like it, instead of storage. But they really were like, no, I think this is the guy that could do this and that we could count on. And I'll tell you that it was so worth it because it's been so great to have you out there at the start of our rides. And then now you've joined our bike tribe.
Sure, yeah.
You proudly wear the Buffalo Lodge Bike Tribe jersey
our
Monday night rides or through the garden and Saturday mornings because you're just open for a little bit.
Yeah. Saturdays, I'm open 8 to noon. That might change
in the off seasons.
In the off season, but yeah. At least right now, that way I'm there for the ride. And I have yet to get on a Saturday ride, but okay. I will likely close one of these Saturdays.
You're videotaping a lot of our starts. So I did hear early on that you had some really good months right off the bat.
Sure.
That were best business. But, you know, it's been a tough year for tourism all over.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's going well. First month at the lodge was May, and that was a record month. I mean, a year of data, but
yes,
record
yes.
month. And then June was even better. And then July was even better than that.
That's awesome.
Fell off a bit in August and it's falling off a bit now, as you might expect, and sort of more in line with my numbers from last year. So,
but we're like, I mean, our club rides year round.
Yeah.
The off season is a great time to get those bike repairs.
Yeah.
When you don't want to jump right back on your bike, mm-hmm. you know, the next day or 2 days later.
Sure.
So, what do you specialize in at the shop and what are some of the services that you provide?
Yeah.
And any kind of seasonal specials?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a philosophy on bike mechanics that came from Barnett Bicycle Institute. And that is, any adjustments you are making, you're trying to make that adjustment so that it is the longest lasting adjustment that it can be. And so I am happiest when I see a customer and then I don't see them again for a year. Or if I do see them again, it's because they want something else that doesn't have to do with the original service. And applying that BBI methodology, you'll hear a lot that cycling or bike mechanics is an art form, especially wheel building is an art form. But what we taught the school is that every adjustment, including building and truing a wheel, is quantifiable. You can quantify your adjustment, and that really helps make sure that you're offering those sort of longest lasting adjustments. So I have a base service that I call Maintenance Essentials, and that covers 80 some odd inspection and adjustment points on a bicycle. Obviously, not all of those are applicable to every bike. And like I said, that's the base. And then we can add things onto that as you might need. I'm a very inclusive shop. I believe that if you're on a bicycle, that's awesome.
So you don't care whether it's electric or a Walmart bike
or where that bike came from. If I can keep you riding on a bike, it's a good day. The only caveats are I don't work on the electrical systems of e-bikes. They're often proprietary, and you often have to be a dealer of the bike to be able to diagnose and work on those electrical mm-hmm. systems, get parts for them. And then there are some suspension-related things I can't do, mostly because I don't want a nitrogen tank in my shop.
Yes.
So, compressed gas.
Or at the lodge.
Yeah. It's or at the lodge. Yeah.
It's a very old building.
And nitrogen isn't flammable. But other than that, I do just about everything. And also on things that have bicycle related technology on them, I will work on. And a really good example of that is walkers. There are walkers that have a little brake lamp on them.
Yeah.
And
gotta go to a bike shop.
I've replaced more than one of those.
Oh, that's
great.
Yeah,
in my 20 some odd years. So
then scooters too.
Yep, scooters.
Scooters too. The other things that people might not think about are bike box. I went to Florida on a Rum Runner bicycle tour of the Florida Keys and Key West with the Primal team. That was really fun.
Awesome.
But it was my first time traveling with my bike. Oh, it was not as easy or inexpensive as I had hoped.
Right.
Having to have it broken down here, boxed up. I got there. The shop that was in the area let me know that they could put my bike back together in 3 days, and the tour left the next day.
Right.
Fortunately, I found someone else that could put a bike together. Well, one of the tour organizers was like, I'll do it. But then I had to take it apart again. Yep. And ship it back and then put it back together when it got here. It's no easy feat, but you know, if you want to ride your own bike,
yeah,
it's totally worth it. So you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that I'll say is that for guests of the lodge, I try to prioritize that work, right? So I will push other work aside to get that work done because their time there is limited, right?
I love that. So if you're coming to the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, and if you haven't, you should. You're missing out on just an incredible biking destination, an incredible experience. But he will prioritize your bicycle and your bicycle needs while you're visiting here.
Yep.
And you can have it shipped. I love it. Send My Gear is a local company that will
awesome.
Help ship your bike for mm-hmm. you too. So between yep. sendmygear.com and the Westside Bicycle Service,
yeah, we can get you unpacked and packed back up.
That's,
yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. And you'll yep. be pedaling out to the Garden of the Gods in a half mile from the lodge.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. So yep. also, do you do bike fits?
I have a ton of experience in bike fit. I'm lacking some of the air quotes
yes.
tools.
Okay.
There is a lot you can do without tools. The only thing I think for me around fit is space. We're small but mighty
there. Right across from the lodge.
So,
you cross the parking lot from the lodge into.
I've done some stuff, but I've done it outside because there's not a lot of room in the
okay.
in the little loop blue building I'm in.
Bike washing?
Yeah, bike washing. I have a parts washer. It was donated to me by Chris Kant, who used to own Criterium.
Yes.
Way back in the day. I actually took Chris's place at the school. He
okay.
was retiring as an instructor from the school, and I was his replacement.
That's
But
awesome.
We got some good crossover, and we're good friends, and yeah. So I have his parts washer, but it's an add-on service
okay.
to the maintenance essentials. We'll pull all those drivetrain components off, run them through the parts washer. That gives us better access to the frame and the wheel set, so we can get those more clean than they would be normally during the service. And people overlook that. That is biggest thing that causes wear and problems with your bicycle is dirt, grit, and grime.
Getting Which into is what
places
we get
where you
every
don't
time
want it.
You
yeah.
Go out on a ride.
Yeah, it's if it's not dusty, it's muddy. Yeah.
Okay.
And so even just build up of lubricants picks up particulate from the road and it wears those things out. And those things are increasingly more expensive. A rear cog set, it can be $400 or $500.
Oh, wow.
So it suddenly makes $60 to get everything cleaned and washed a lot better. So
that sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, one of the exciting things for people in our area, if you're part of our Buffalo Lodge bike tribe, which is like $25 a year to be a member,
yeah,
it helps cover insurance for the rides, and you get a pair of socks, but you also get 20% off repairs at your bike shop, not parts, service.
Yep.
And so that in itself is an amazing deal. So not to put you on the spot, but we ride year round. Are you going to be open year round?
Yes, I am planning to be open year round. Hours might change. I'm looking at that. I might go to a Saturday appointment only. I would be there for the ride.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that appointment only, I have some other obligations on Saturdays that make it a tight day for me. But other than that, I'm 10 to 6 Tuesday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturdays right now.
So have you found the work-life balance?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have. I have Sunday, Monday off. And yeah, like I said, 10 to 6 is just right. I think the one thing that can be tough is I am Westside Bicycle Service. So if I'm not there, we're not open. We're not there.
Yes.
And so it can make it a little tougher to take vacation or
yes.
yeah, but my family and I last Saturday, we took an impromptu camping trip out to...
I know I was pounding on your door. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm teasing.
You were good.
Colorado National Monument.
That's great.
For a few days. And I did. I left. We saw... I was just on the Colorado National Monument page for another reason, actually researching a ride that happens out there in September. And I was like, they have camping spots available, like right now. And I texted my wife and I was like, do you want to go camping? She's like, yes. And so I closed an hour early on Saturday so we could quickly motivate and get out.
You have a beautiful family. So who is your family?
Yeah. My wife, Drianne, who I met just prior to getting hired at the school. And so there was a moment where I literally asked her, I was like, hey, do you want to move to Colorado with me? We had just started dating. and so she said, yes, thankfully. We got married in 2019. And then shortly after our first child, our daughter Geraldine arrived. And she's 5 now and just started kindergarten. And then our son Julian is 1.5 years behind her. So he's 3 now, but he'll be 4 in December. And that's us. That's the Thompson family.
That's awesome. Yeah. I bet they love that camping trip.
Oh, yeah. They were all about it, as kids are wont to do. They didn't realize the Western Slope's like 5 hours away.
Yeah. So, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
I didn't know it was going to be so long. But they loved it.
Did you bike while you were out there?
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I did the Tour of the Moon Loop.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The National Monument is just...
It's
beautiful.
Amazing. It's beautiful. Yeah, and it's twisty and turny.
Grand Junction.
And you're trying to look, you know, see the sights and ride your bike. So Tour of the Moon was part of the course classic.
Did you have any like goals for that ride?
I want to do it next year.
So
that's why I was on the site, and that's why we ended up camping. So yeah, 33-mile loop, and you can see parts of the loop also in the movie American Flyers.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
What has surprised you most about being at the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, or what do you like about it? And like, what could you tell people listening that like, you know, makes it great to have a bike shop there or just anything?
I've really appreciated what a hub it is for the cycling community at large. It's just great. There is a sense of community, whether that's, you know, for an event or just the tribe rides are great. And I really believe in that. A rising tide floats all ships, right? Mm-hmm. And there is plenty of room for bike shops.
Yes.
In the Springs. It was disappointing to see routes go away. They kept their monument location.
My strategy is just to do different things at different shops, like make a little purchase here, get a service there.
Spread the love.
And then just so you know, I mean, you're kind of at the start of it, so you'll be on the route anyway. But every year we do a bike month appreciation. We're doing it a different month this year, but bike shop appreciation event where we take our Saturday ride, which is a really big ride, if you don't know. And you can literally just, you don't have to be a tourist to come and join our ride, and you can be a tourist and come join our ride. And we have about 40 people easy during the summer, 2 different ride paces to go out. But one of my favorite things is to try to see all the different shops in the area that they might not know are there. And maybe it's closer to their house. Yeah, or you might give a little business, but it's really fun to make them spend a little money at all the bike shops. But one of the other shops that we stopped to on the way is your old buddy, John Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Over there at Helios, also a former Barnett instructor as well. And his is kind of a little tucked away, lesser known shop, but we'll hit the whole city. And then we have a big local bike shop appreciation event. And we actually treat all the shop workers and everything to a free drink, a free meal, a free stay in one of our hotel rooms. But we treat your shop every time we had
I'm sort of right on the route. So it would be a short ride.
It would be a short ride across the parking lot from the lodge. Well, I know that we've really loved having you there. And if you're on our tribe and you haven't checked out the shop yet, you really need to make sure you check out Graham's shop. Talk to him. He's just a great guy. So knowledgeable. I was thinking we should probably like collaborate on some self-bike mechanic. Like,
sure.
Maybe do like a little lunch and learns or something.
That would be
maybe
awesome.
Maybe even after our rides in the winter.
Yeah.
We could have a lunch and learn after the Saturday rides. And
I'd be happy to
you
do
could
that.
Give us a little bit of basic bike maintenance that we could do for ourselves. So, you know, we can keep you out of business. No,
no, I love to empower people. And
you don't want to be out there and not be able to fix your bike and get home.
One of the things I learned both working at the school and working at REI were, you know, we offered a lot of free classes around bike maintenance and stuff, other things, is that there are many people that just want to know so that they can make the decision whether or not it's something they're going to do themselves or whether it's something that they're going to leave to a shop.
I've just decided. I think we should do this once a month.
True to wheel, month. Something like that.
Once a month, we should have a lunch and learn with Graham.
it's much more upbuilding, and ultimately, I think your business would be better served if you're not withholding information. Yeah, the information is out there anyway. You might as well get good information from a good source rather than sort of poor information potentially on YouTube.
So, yes. In person's always best, and getting to be hands on,
of course,
and ask questions on the YouTube videos. You're
limited
to watching all of what they share with you in that time. Yeah. So, where do you love to ride in the springs?
Oh gosh, everywhere, all of the time.
What would you say about the springs as far as a biking destination?
It is awesome. I think underrated.
I agree 100%.
There's obviously some big name towns in Colorado to go ride. But even when I got here in 2017 to now, to see the amount of growth and connectivity, which is just amazing. Like, you can ride from almost the summit of Pikes Peak right back to the lodge if you wanted to, and
people do
yeah, and be mostly off of have it be mostly trail, dirt single track trail. That's amazing. And to see that growing,
what I hear is we have more variety, whether you're gravel, whether you're road, whether you're e-bike, whether you're mountain, and the variety of mountain terrain that we have is incredible.
And now the ability to connect those things together on mountain bike is amazing. But I would agree. Yeah. A lot of times Saturdays after I close, I'll take the Pikes Peak Greenway north onto the Air Force Academy property and beyond. And that's beautiful, sort of rolling gravel.
Yeah.
Tons of miles, completely car free, which is, you know, amazing.
Yes.
There's good gravel without having to climb. But also, if you want to gravel grind and climb, there's some epic ones here at Rampart Range Road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And thank you. Like, it's so great to have you out there before one of our big events, you know, like the Rampart Rager gravel race that we do end of summer. Upcoming, we have our Cycling Santa.
Yeah.
We'll have you probably out there.
Sure.
Not probably. We will have you out there.
I'll be there.
At the turnaround at the Buffalo Lodge and all of our other rides, the ride for Daniel as well.
Yeah.
So what else would you like to talk about? What else should we know about the springs or biking and service or any tidbits you want to share? What is there a most important thing that you should know about your bike?
Most important thing you should know about your bike.
This is what you've hung on for. If you've listened to the end, this is it. It's going to be good. I can feel it coming. This is what you've been waiting for.
I will say this. The most important thing to know about your bike is that it requires maintenance. If you are regularly maintaining your bike, it ultimately is going to cost you less both in time and money than if you wait till something breaks. Because when you wait till something breaks, you can plan maintenance. You can say, I'm going to bring in my bike on this day, and I'm going to get it back on this day. And that's fine. It was my off day anyway. But when something breaks, you are now at the whim of the bike shop, what their schedule is.
Not to mention that whether like, or not it can they kill have the a parts, great ride day.
It can kill a plans. Great ride day. Yeah. And so maintenance prevents those things and is always sort of more economical in the long run. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Graham.
You are very welcome, Tori.
It was great to have you on the show.
Yeah, this was a great chat.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Be sure to check out our show notes so that you could find out where to go and find Graham online, the hours to schedule, or just contact them to schedule a bike repair or maintenance. And we'll have that in the show note links. And thank you for watching and listening to the Pedal the Springs podcast. Pedal the Springs podcast is presented by the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, the only bike-themed lodging in the Pikes Peak region in Colorado Springs. Studio 809 podcasts are brought to you at The Next Us. That's our recording studio. Be sure to check out The Next Us. Be sure to check out Studio 809 Podcast Collective at studio809podcast.com if you want to find us. And the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort at buffalolodgebicycleresort.com. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and share it with your friends. Also, if you have any ideas for future shows, email us at bicycleresort@gmail.com. Thanks for watching.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival, or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.